The rain's over, I think, right? I think we're done till we get another one of these atmospheric whatever the hell's come in.
Atmospheric river.
Atmospheric
river, yeah. Dallas
that's a made
rains,
up.
I learned from that.
Isn't that a made up thing?
Yeah, like, you're the weather person.
No, it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
But I like literally up until 2 years ago, I'd never heard that term.
Yeah.
Real so, quick. It's new.
Before we get to Jordan Rodriguez. Okay. Tomorrow, Yamava. Yamava Resort and Casino, the 909 Sports Bar. Travis and Slee, me and Ireland, Shadano and Cappy, Baron Davis there from 4 to 6, all kinds of prizes, big screen TVs all over the place, fantastic food, first day of March Madness, want to see you out there tomorrow, Yamava Resort and Casino. It's very rare that we do one of these all-day things, so big tomorrow, want to see you guys out there. All right. So I'm as you guys know, I'm a huge Rams fan. I'm a season ticket holder. And this week I am so, I would say disgruntled. I'm disgruntled.
Dismayed.
I'm
down,
depressed, sad about what's going on with the Rams. And I'm hoping our next guest can help me with that. Jordan Rodriguez from The Athletic covers the Rams. And Jordan, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's a real pleasure to be on with you.
So, Jordan, what the hell's going on? Seriously, we've got Jalen Ramsey traded for only a third-round pick. We've got Leonard Floyd cut. We've got Bobby Wagner saying, I want to go somewhere where I can win. Are we just stripping it down to the studs? What is going on?
Well, not quite. You know, they are refusing to use the word rebuild, so take that for what you will. But they're sort of calling it a remodel. What I'm calling it is 2023 being a setup year for 2024. So as you'll notice, they're really overhauling one side of the ball. I mean, yes, they're trying to trade Allen Robinson and basically saying, hey, we'll take on part of his salary if you're another team. But for the most part, the moves that they're making are all coming on the defensive side of the ball. They've sort of done this before. It's just that it was sort of covered in this glow of they were actually winning at the time in 2019 by trading for Jalen Ramsey. They also overhauled their entire defense piece by piece. We just didn't notice it in the way we're noticing it now because they were also winning games.
So here's the thing, Joy. So what I heard you say is that we're not going to win in 2023.
So I don't think that they have any ideas or beliefs that they will be contenders. However, what I also
So right now, the Rams don't have any belief that this year they will be contenders.
You're gonna soundbite me out, aren't you?
I just want to get the gist of what you're saying.
Jump in here because I love Jordan. I think she's a really good reporter and really good writer. That's why we like to have her on the show. So I think what you're saying is that they're going about this in a way. I heard her say, this is a setup year.
I heard her say, we're not going to win in 2023.
Okay. A setup year doesn't mean they're going to suck, right? It doesn't mean they're going to be 2-15.
Right, because the caveat here is, who's the head coach, right? Like, Sean McVay went through a deeply personal mental, you know, crisis last year. Not because they were losing games, but, you know, all of the issues that the team was having that were out of his control. I mean, you want to make sure you have that stability and that control back when you decide you are going to return to coaching. And that's part of the reason, and the contracts are a factor as well. It's part of a reason why Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp are also sticking around, because he wants to at least try to score points. So when I say setup year, they're basically clearing the runway on their books financially, and then also bringing back as much capital as they possibly can load up into 2024, and that's when you're going to start recognizing this Rams team that goes out and makes these aggressive moves. But you got to pay the credit card back at a certain point, this Leonard Floyd move, for example.
Let me go back to the Sean McVay thing, because we played a clip from him earlier this week where he said the flirtation with TV or the contemplation of walking away is not going to be an every year thing. You're saying it's potentially going to be an every year thing?
No, I'm not saying that, and I did not say that at all. What I'm saying is, you know, he is back, but the head coach is as much the function of this team as can possibly exist. So this head coach coming back, he sure as heck wants to be competitive. It's not possible to be a contender this year if you're the Rams based on what their books look like. So you have to set up for as quick of an overhaul as you possibly can. Again, understanding who the head coach is and what he wants to achieve through the end of his contract, which ends in 2026. So you're a team that wants to try to turn this over as quick as possible without totally blowing it up because, you know, again, if you're Sean McVay, you don't want to blow the whole thing up because you think you can still win some football games. Okay. With the guys you have.
So you can't see him.
This year.
You can't see Mason. Jordan, I don't know if you know how big a Rams fan he is. He's like 50-yard line season tickets every week.
It's not
part of the Ramley, like went to the games at the Coliseum. Okay, all the way
it's
back.
It's going to be okay, man.
How bad?
It'll be okay, I promise.
Bottom line, though. Bottom line. How bad is it going to be next year?
I mean, we don't know yet. The thing is like, I do believe them when they say they want to get back to scoring a lot of points. You could see some legitimate efforts to get this offense back on track. They're also going to get scored on a lot. So,
okay. Mace, can you live with that?
If you accept that, if you accept that, then it's like hypothermia, man. Just numb out for the next year, and then it'll be fine. It's 2024. It'll be life.
So I've got to numb out and survive the 2023 season because we're not going to be contending this year.
This sounds different than the Jared Goff year. Okay. Or no, who was the quarterback before Goff?
Oh, Case Keenum.
Yeah, this is different than the Keenum year. Is what she's saying. At least they might lose a lot, but they're at least going to score points. It's not going to be like 13-9.
Jordan,
is that what
I
you're saying?
You were coming on to give us like a ray of sunshine. You know, like we're in a flood, and I'm trying to reach out for a branch.
All things considered, you know what? I do think this might be like the best case scenario because your other scenario, Mace, that you're looking at is actually right after the Super Bowl. Blowing the entire thing up right then and there. That was your other scenario.
Okay.
So, and no longer having Sean McVay.
Here's what I need to know.
Coach. So that's not where they can be anymore. They have to do this sort of like on the fly situation.
He can't even talk. Look, he's really depressed.
I am devastated by this entire conversation.
Okay, is Matthew Stafford okay?
Yeah, what about Matthew Stafford? Yeah. There are all these people saying, oh, Matthew Stafford might get traded, or there might have been phone calls about Matthew Stafford. Were there phone calls about Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, they did get calls about him, but this was before Sean McVay had really sort of officially made his intentions to return clear.
Let me ask you about the calls. Were they outgoing calls or incoming calls?
They were incoming calls. At no point, in my understanding, were they shopping him. At the same time, though, all their core guys, they had to figure out what their return on asset could possibly be. So that's just a part of it. It's a nuanced thing. It's a detail thing, but that's a part of it. When they're evaluating what exactly, how much of this they need to overhaul and will overhaul, when they're assessing that part of it, you do try to figure out how much every player on your roster is worth to other teams. But teams were calling on Matthew Stafford, and I think the sense around the league, if not, you know, I get why Rams fans are worried about this, but that other teams are calling on him really, I think, bodes well for where his health is perceived to be at. So there's another silver lining for you there, Mace. You know,
If we're not going to contend, you know, we're not going to contend. What about, you know, Aaron Donald is flirted with the idea of retirement. Aaron Donald wants to play again or play this year for a team that's not going to contend?
Well, he has a no trade clause, so I think the fact that he's here is kind of telling you what he wants, right? Like, his contract comes with a no trade clause. So Sean McVay, Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, I think you can look at these guys as sort of linked together at this point. And anything could happen. You know, Aaron Rodgers could say tomorrow, hey, guess what, I changed my mind. The Jets could panic and throw something crazy at the Rams, and then we'll see if they pivot again. But so far, I mean, there's a reason why these guys are being referred to, even publicly by Les Snead, as weight-bearing walls. And Aaron Donald's got that no-trade clause, and then the contracts make for both Matthew and for Aaron, make it really complicated to part ways with players like that this year. But again, all the moves that they're making and all the things that they're doing, including the cash that they're freeing up, all are clearing the runway for certain things that they can be more aggressive, be more like, again, like the Rams you're used to over the last few years.
Okay.
These moves in 2024. And that's also, by the way, Aaron's last year on his deal.
Right.
And that's the year where you might try and go after it. The last year you have the best player in the world on your roster.
So what about the offensive line, though?
Oh, man. We don't even know.
See, you're not bringing me any hope and sunshine at all. The offensive line, we don't even know.
Well, so here's the thing. Is like there's a lot of guys who have to hit some rehab milestones here. I mean, they set the record of all time in adjusted games lost to injury last year on the offensive line.
Right.
So really, really significant. So you've got a lot of guys who are going to be hitting rehab milestones through the spring. And, you know, what I hear is that they're all on track to return by the start of the season. Now, you have some complicated contracts that you shouldn't have done last year in Joe Noteboom and Brian Allen. And you got to figure out now what you want to do with those guys and what you can do. And so for me, I think their best offensive line moving forward is Alaric Jackson at left tackle, Joe Noteboom at left guard. If they can bring back Coleman Shelton, put him at center. And then you've got maybe Logan Brust, Tremaine Ankrum coming back off of, again, significant injuries at right guard. And then you've got Rob Havenstein holding it down on the right side. And
right.
I think that's, you know, you're going to see this team add more to this roster at all of their depth pieces. But they're kind of in a bind with these injuries because, again, these guys have to hit these rehab milestones, not just so you know what you have, but so you also know what you still need to go out and get.
So, Jordan, my way, I have great days. I have terrible things. I cycle up and cycle down. This will go down as the low point for the week. This conversation right here. You've solidified my opinion that we're not going to contend this year, and I shouldn't expect that, and I should numb out and survive the 2023 season. These are all things. And by the way, offensive line, we don't know. There's like so much here.
I'm so honored that you said that, frankly. Like, this is an honor for me.
You know what I took? Here's my couple takeaways, all right? We're going to see a lot of knee braces next year, right? The rehab milestones, like the offensive line going to be the same, but everybody's going to have knee braces now. A lot of ankle braces. And they're going to score a lot more points than they did when Case Keenum was quarterback, but they might give up a lot.
Yeah.
So at least they'll be entertaining game.
Yeah, I think that if you're looking at, you know, different stock market things to invest in, whatever the, like, new
over
NFL, you know, medication is, I would probably maybe try to, like, invest in that market if you're talking about what's going to happen in terms of managing some of the things that they're coming back from. These are significant injuries that a lot
so
of these
now
guys
I
are
need,
coming back from.
I need to take medicine in order to get through the 2023 season.
No,
she's
no.
talking about
they
the guys
might.
Coming back
oh,
from
the
injuries.
Guys back. Okay.
Well, it's like all the same hurt guys is basically what she said. All the same hurt guys, hopefully they're not hurt again. That was it, right?
Whatever you got to do to get through it, man, no judgment here.
That's drinking games
well, listen,
at the SoFi.
Listen, Jordan, I hope you enjoyed this. I did not. But it's a pleasure to meet you, even under terrible circumstances.
We do really like you, though,
yeah,
Jordan.
Yeah, I know. You write great stuff and all
he
that.
He quotes from your stories on air
all the time. All the time.
Jordan. I actually read them, too.
It's okay, man. Nothing is permanent, all right? It's fine. This will pass.
Okay.
It will be okay. This, much like the Rams, will pass. They will pass the ball a lot, is
okay.
what I'm saying.
There you go.
They
all
still
right.
have no run game.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
She keeps them coming.
Hey, Jordan, thanks for being a ray of sunshine.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
you. All right. There you go.
She's There's like the forecast these days. It's going to rain again.
I expected her to say, no, it is a remodel. She says, no, we're just not going to contend in 2020.
By the way,
she's telling you the truth.
When I answered the phone for her or I called her, she said, oh, I can't. I'm so excited. It's Ramona because I used to illegally stream her when she would go on to other radio stations. I love her so much.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's a big fan, Momo.
Yeah, no, I like
her. I just outed her for that, by the way. So,
do you think she'll come back?
Maybe not
and
illegally.
Talk to me
stream,
or no?
She just streamed.
Will she come back?
No, I really think she's a really good reporter. Like
oh,
I can
she's
tell
great.
She whenever I read her stories, I can tell people talk to her and tell her
well,
things.
Well, she was very honest in that conversation, telling the others.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna do Game of Games coming up next. It is Momo's game.
Hey.
You never know what's gonna happen when Momo's game is going
this
on.
This one could be good or it could be really bad. I don't know.
All right, we'll find out. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Alright, it is Game of Games time. Momo's game today.
Yeah.
Boss Amanda is playing today. We always love to see
What's
Boss
up,
Amanda.
Guys?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm ready to lose.
You're ready to lose.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm ready
I'm never
to win.
Good with these things.
It's a
you
Momo
might be
game.
Okay.
You're ready to lose. And Jorge
you
says
like the Rams.
The Rams.
Oh.
Well, Poor just ask man. Jordan Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Don't okay. care about 2023.
I've got to be numb to get through this
you
season.
You guys were so mean to her.
No, we were not. We were just...
No, they did their job. Yeah, that's what no. they did.
It was fair.
We got to the
not
bottom
mean,
of things.
We're not about like, the fluff. We want
so
the real
she
stuff.
She was giving you the real.
Yeah, it was the real.
And then, so like you were... She was like, oh, you're going to soundbite me. And I totally have been in that position before because mm-hmm. Mark Willard does that to me. And you do that to me whenever I call
I do.
In too.
Yeah.
Always. And I'm squirming. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to get aggregated.
She literally said the Rams are not going to contend in 2023.
So here's the thing, Joy. So what I heard you say is that we're not going to win in 2024.
23.
I'm sorry, 2023.
So I don't think that they have any ideas or beliefs that they will be contenders. However, what I also...
Whoa. So right now, the Rams don't have any belief that this year they will be contenders.
You're going to soundbite me out, aren't you?
Yes, yes, Jordan,
and
we are.
Did.
Yes, we
did. Just
so
that.
Me as the reporter, feeling for my fellow reporter.
Yes.
Okay, I jumped in to try to like.
Yes, she did.
Help her there.
Yes, she did.
She didn't do anything wrong, but you
threw her a lifeline.
You did not allow her to finish her context and statement.
Well, what I didn't want is like blah 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 blah.
With all the hedge words.
Yeah, I wanted like the real, as you say. All right,
she
so
gave
Momo,
you the real.
What is the game today?
Okay, so I think we're all trying to pick upsets in the NCAA tournament. So I have a Jeopardy-themed game.
Oh,
okay,
no.
It's Jeopardy. So your name is your buzzer.
Oh, boy.
You have to answer in the form of a question. I have written these out.
Are these hard?
Some might be easy.
Okay.
Okay, there's 9 questions and a tiebreaker.
Definitely.
I'm like
definitely losing this one.
From former upsets. Big upsets in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Okay. Bergman has the best
teams that have
this.
Pulled this off before.
You're not going to hear my name at all.
You might be okay. Just give yourself a chance. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ready?
Yep.
We have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it.
We
okay.
are ready.
Okay. In 2006, this commuter school from the Washington D.C. area made the Final Four as an 11 seed.
Mason.
Greg.
Go ahead.
I think I beat you, right?
Mason.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
go
ahead, Mason.
You did. UMS.
Jorge.
No.
Okay.
Greg.
No. Greg. Greg.
Go ahead.
Is George Mason?
That is.
But you didn't form Jorge, it as a...
Jorge,
oh,
Jorge.
Jorge.
Who is George Mason?
Very good.
Oh, yes.
Very good, Jorge. There's
it's,
always
that's
one.
The rules.
Yeah,
that's it,
baby.
The rules.
Forgot the oh, yeah, that's my one and done,
okay.
Like
AD. North Carolina basketball fan.
Always.
Jorge,
always
on.
With the
JJ.
One and done.
JJ with the hot take.
North Carolina basketball fans are still haunted by the performance from Harold the Show Arsenault, who scored 36 points for this Utah school in an
Mason.
Upset. Go ahead.
Who is Utah State?
That is incorrect in this upset of the third-seeded Wildcats. Years later, Damian Lillard would put on this school on the map again.
Oh, God, where'd he go? He went to...
It's a Utah school, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm blanking on where he went to school.
I think we are...
I'm out. I forgot where he went to school.
Okay. Do you want me to give you a hint?
No, it's over. That's it.
Ryan, Chris...
No.
Played for the Fab Five? No, okay. It's Weber State.
Weber State.
Wow. I thought...
I didn't even realize that was in Utah.
That was easy. I should have gotten it.
I know, you should have.
Okay. I didn't even go to college.
Yes, you did.
I know.
Okay. Last year, this number 15 seed pulled off an 85-79 upset of Kentucky in overtime and created a star in Coach Shaheen Holloway, who later left for Seton Hall. If you don't know the answer to this question yet, go visit a place in Vatican City.
I don't remember anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
In Vatican
Mason.
City.
Mason.
Go ahead, Mace.
Who is Rome State?
I thought of all the people.
You Amanda?
City.
Go ahead, Amanda.
St. Mary's?
Oh,
it's close. I remember it now. Greg.
Go ahead, Greg.
Who is St. Peter's?
Very good.
Oh, St. Peter's.
Oh, Bergman's on the board.
God, look how quickly we forget.
These are super
that
was tough.
Like, weren't they like the Pelicans or something like that? They were some weird animal.
I don't know. I didn't look that part up. Okay, Houston is the number one overall seed in this year's tournament, as they were back in 1983 when NC State upset them. Houston at that time had Clyde Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon on the so-called Phi Slamma-Jamma team. This memorable Wolfpack team was later chronicled in ESPN's 30 for 30 series and is still considered one of the great Cinderella stories. Who was their coach?
Amanda.
Go ahead, Amanda.
Bobby B. Jimmy V.
Who is Jimmy V?
There you go.
Dang it! I did his brother. I did his brother's name. And I did his brother.
Yeah. And didn't say who is.
Yeah. Dang it. I hate this.
Jorge is picking up the scraps and he leads 2-1.
He is, but you know what? You always need someone to pick up the scraps.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Okay. I'll give you an easy one. Let's do an easy one. Looking back, it's hard to believe Florida Gulf Coast upset of Georgetown was a 15 seed over a number 2 seed, considering the margin of victory and how well Dunk City did in the rest of the tournament. Coach Andy Enfield parlayed that success into the
Mason.
Head job. Go ahead.
Who is USC?
Very good, Mace. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that was,
all right.
That was
oh, I
an
told
easy one.
You.
Give us more
easy.
Like that. That
okay. Another
no,
easy
no
one.
No one's
then.
Upset.
All right. In 2018, the spiritual leader became a household name when 11-seeded Loyola Chicago beat Kansas State to move on to the Final Four.
Mason.
Go ahead, Mace.
Who is Sister Jean?
Very good. All right. Now, what is the score?
2-2-1.
Mason 2, Jorge 2, Bergman 1, Boss Amanda.
Over.
Scoreless.
Okay. It's okay. We
As
have
I called
three
it.
Questions
There's
left.
Still time.
I should put
three
mythical
questions.
Money on this.
You got to sweep it, okay?
I should have walked
Ready?
Through this whole thing, by the way.
In 2011, Virginia Commonwealth became the first team to advance from the first four to the final four. Who was their coach?
Greg.
Go ahead.
Who is Shaka Smart?
Very good, Greg.
Bergman has tied right. it up. We're 2-2-2.
Okay. This is. These are other easy ones.
Okay.
There's two ones left, and they're both fairly easy,
two,
I think.
Two left.
Okay.
Got it.
2-2-2-0.
In 2008, this future NBA star led Davidson to upset.
Mason.
Go ahead. Mason.
Who is Steph Curry?
Very good. All right. What's the scores?
Mason 3, Bergman 2, Jorge 2, Boss Amanda nothing.
I'm okay. out. I'm done.
I quit. All right, I have to run
in
this
the towel.
One.
Amanda has
I have
thrown
to prolong
in the towel.
I have
this
no
one.
Chance.
Okay. Do you have a tiebreaker?
Yeah, I have a tiebreaker.
Okay. So go ahead.
With a veteran-laden team, Middle Tennessee advanced to the second round of the 2016 NCAA tournament for only the first time in program history after ousting one of the championship frontrunners. This Tom Izzo coach.
Mason.
Big, go ahead, Mace.
Who is Michigan State?
Very good.
I think that's a win.
That's a win.
That's a win.
Yep. You heard Tom Izzo and you had it.
Yes.
That was good.
Nice.
All right.
You want to know the tiebreaker?
I love that
yes.
game. Yeah,
it was
the
all right.
Tiebreaker.
Okay.
It was a
game.
Fantastic
okay.
game.
Kansas defeated North Carolina last year in the championship game. What was the total combined points in that game?
I will say.
I don't want to say close without going over. Just closest.
I will say 128.
Okay.
Jorge?
112.
I'll say 150.
Okay. Mace? I mean, Amanda?
152.
I think that Mason is the closest. It was 72-69, which is 142 points.
Yeah.
150.
Yeah.
It's my day.
Way to go, Mace.
It's my day.
Mace, you have two now.
My lottery ticket.
Two for the month. Nice.
Was it an okay game?
It was a good game.
I gave you the hard ones first.
Totally solid game.
And they weren't even that hard.
I really can't believe you didn't get St. Peter's. I was like last year.
I did get St. Peter's.
Oh, you finally got it.
Yeah, eventually.
Somebody did.
It took
Weber
a while.
State. I was like Dame Lillard. Yeah. Somebody get that.
That one really pissed me off.
Okay, here's the thing. We're going to go to Lakers pregame here in a minute. Pre with Slee and Michael Thompson. Michael Thompson, John Ireland with the call. Critical game tonight at Houston. No Anthony Davis. In the meantime, I want to make sure everybody knows that we are live at Yamava Resort and Casino tomorrow, the 909 Sports Bar. It is the first day of the NCAA tournament. It's going to be absolute madness. Everybody is doing their show live tomorrow from Yamava Resort and Casino. Travis and Slee will be there. Me and Ireland. Ireland in the flesh will be there. Shidano and Cappy will be there. Baron Davis is coming out from 4 until
BD.
6 tomorrow. All kinds of prizes, all kinds of fun. You never know what's going to happen when we go on the road and we do it all live. So tomorrow, Yamava Resort and Casino. Want to see you, want to meet you, want to have some fun with you tomorrow. Momo, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Nice job over in the other room. Jorge Bergman.
JJ.
Coming up, JJ. Coming up next for you, you got Lakers pregame with Slee and Michael Thompson. Rockets versus the Lakers tonight, 710 ESPN.